Maybe I'll be happier down there seeing people when I go home. It'll be something different.
This was taken, land was taken by the government?
Oh, yes. They wanted this lake to build up there, the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority. But they were so nice to me. They said, Miss, we will haul the dirt in and we'll do that. I told them I didn't want them to cut up the yard because we had filled in there. Uh-huh. It's been so much getting those grounds. No one else but us would have had that down there, but we built it up so attractive and all. Mm-hmm. And they said, it'll make your place worth $50,000. I said, if they'd give me $50,000 today, I had been offered $25,000 before we ever heard of a lake. Now, a lot of people loves that lake, but it, mm-hmm. People just thought I was worrying myself to death, but I just liked a lot of other things. I asked God to help me to not worry. Mm-hmm. And when this water got down there here a week or so back, a month back, I thought sure it would rise in my basement. But my niece went down there, she said, Aunt Belle, it's just as dry your floor. I had a wool rug on that floor in that basement. She said, it's just as dry and nice down there. But it just kept backing up. So they didn't know before it was going to get in my basement. And that was one of my bedrooms, a shower, a toilet, hot and cold water, and a living room suit down there, and a bed, and, you know, just one of my, well, we, and some of my guests would sleep down there because if I had too many people to sleep upstairs in the other rooms. But I don't worry about it now, it'll all be all right. And I've had more than a dozen people come want to buy it, but I do not want my guests close. Yeah, I live with the sweet memories we had there together.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that pearls grow in.
Pearls? You see, now what grows here? What do they grow in? Pearls. It's a stone, isn't it?
It goes like this, you know.
Oh, it's a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now. I don't know what, it's an oyster shell or...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, this, you must be just making a noise around the lake at night.
Well, now that's, let's see, what would that be at night? That's
you know, those little...
Frogs, yeah, okay. Little frogs and like
okay.
That.
What about little frogs that... stay up in the trees and have a real shrill voice and aren't any much bigger than this.
Let's see, what is that? That's a little tree frog.
Okay. What about something like this that hop around on land?
Well, that's a toad frog.
Okay. And things that you might dig up to go fishing with?
Red worms. A lot of them call them, we always call them fishing worm. You put on your boat.
Okay. This is a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and its legs into its shell. You know what I mean.
I cannot call the name.
The hard shell down.
My brain don't function as good as that.
Yeah.
They all keep telling me, well, don't feel bad. I forget and all, and I... But maybe in 20 minutes I can think of it.
I think of some kind of turtle or terrapin or...
Yes, there is a turtle. That hard back thing.
Does it... The kind that stays in water. What's that maybe. Called?
Well, yeah, well, there's many things that I've seen down there. There's a
kind of space water.
Can't say the name of that, but I'd look down, it's a duck or a goose of some kind, and that thing would dive down under the water, and I'd think, ooh, it's stranded, and maybe look way down there, and that thing comes up out of the water, and it's some kind of a...